June 4, 1918 Repetition of the Reparations of Jesus. Continuing in my usual state, I was saying to my beloved Jesus, "Do not disdain my prayers. It is your own words that I am repeating, your own intentions, souls that I want, just as you want them, and with your own will." And blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, when I hear you repeat my words, my prayers, wanting as I want, I feel drawn toward you, as though from many magnets. And as I hear you repeat my words, my heart feels many distinct joys, and I can say that it is a feast for me. And while I enjoy it, I feel debilitated by the love of your soul, and I have no strength to strike the creatures. I feel in you the same chains which I put on the Father in order to reconcile mankind." Ah! Yes, repeat what I did, repeat it always, if you want that your Jesus, in the midst of so many bitternesses, may find one joy from the creatures. Then he added, "If you want to be safe, repair always, and repair together with me. Identify yourself with me so much, as to form one single echo of reparations between me and you. Wherever there is reparation, the soul is as though in shelter, where she is protected from cold, from hail and from everything. On the other hand, where there is not reparation, it is like being out in the middle of the street, exposed to lightnings, to hail and to all evils. Times are most sad, and if the circle of reparations is not enlarged, there is the danger that those who remain uncovered may be struck by the thunderbolts of divine justice.